Psalm 37 this morning. We're going to look at verses 28 and 29. Psalm 37 is one of my favorite psalms. But you know, I'd never seen these two verses in it as being so powerful. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. Well, I want to start with the phrase, because I don't want to end with it, the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. Who are the wicked? The ungodly, the morally wrong, the bad person, the condemned and the guilty, the person who has not been washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. What does it mean to cut them off? It means to actually cut them off, to cut them down, to destroy them, and for them to fail. It's from a primitive root in the Hebrew that means to destroy or consume, to be chewed, to destroy, to hewn down, to lose or to perish. Ah, I never want to be in that place, and I don't want my friends to be in that place. So I have a reason to be able to proclaim the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. So the seed of the wicked, that's what's going to happen. And we as Christians need to realize that, so we reach out and share the testimony of Jesus. But we start out with the Lord loveth judgment. He loves judgment. He loves things to be right. It means to have affection for, to be loved, to like, or be like a friend. He loves judgment. He loves righteousness. He loves things to be correct in his eyes. But he will not, absolutely not, forsake. He won't loosen or relinquish. He will not fail his saints. He will not leave them destitute. And he will not refuse them. How many want to be in that group?
Yeah.
I do. I do. I want to be in that group. I don't want Jesus to put me off or loose me. I want him to hold me and have him be my refuge. Amen. And then it goes on to say, they are preserved forever. I love it. To hedge about, to guard, to protect, to attend to be aware of, to be circumspect, to take heed to keep, to mark, to observe, to regard, to reserve, and to be a watchman too. Yeah, I want to be hedged in by the Lord. I want to be preserved by him. That's our inheritance. And then it goes on to say, the righteous shall inherit. That means we will occupy, we will possess, we will be heirs of the land. We will enjoy him. All those words in the Hebrew are tied up in the word inherit. They'll inherit the land and dwell therein forever. We will remain. We will inhabit. We will lodge. We will reside. And we will abide in the land forever. Protected, we will abide in the land forever. And he will never forsake us. Let's keep Jesus first and foremost in our lives and in our thoughts. Amen? Let's stand and let's say this together. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever.